And now we're going to go to a little bit of the Word. But before we do, I want you to declare with me, Lord Jesus, I do have eyes. And I do see. I have ears. And I do hear. And my heart perceives what your Spirit is saying to me and to the church tonight. Amen? So we're going to go to Philippians. The book of Philippians. I'm going to tell you that it's Philippians chapter 3, and you can actually look up the whole chapter, but I want to give you we'll give you a little bit of starting at verse 7. Whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of the anointing. I'm changing the word Christ so that you catch on to what he's saying. Some people think Christ is Jesus' last name. It's not. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing the anointed Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. What is that saying? He lost all of his high status. He was extremely well educated. They couldn't stand him after he became a believer. He was fluent, from what I understand, up to possibly 14 languages. So he could have walked around with a puffed up attitude. 14 languages, fluent. What is that saying? Then he says, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain the anointing, Christ, and be found in him. Be found in him. Most people don't have a clue what that means. To be found in the anointing means you relate to what he experienced and you taste it for yourself. It's not how I feel. It's not how somebody else feels. It's the reality of you being anointed with the same that Jesus had. And Paul had it. And that's the coming church. The cloud that you saw. That's the Shekinah glory. And when you and I are clothed with the Shekinah glory, there's no nakedness that's going to be visible. That's God. Why? Because I've seen that Shekinah glory more than once. I've seen it where the cloud was so thick I couldn't see anything except the cloud and one person's face. And it was only this much. And it was my eyes wide open. It was not a vision. Am I patting me on the back? No. It was a taste. It was a foretaste. The Last Supper. What does it mean? It was a time to set aside all differences between them, including the one that was about to betray him. Why did I get a press to put that lamb on top of the mercy seat? Because he is the mercy seat. He gave up his body so we could be healed. Did you notice my language has, my sinuses are already clearing? I want you to know there was quite a few minutes under that red blanket that I couldn't breathe through my nose at all, but I can do it now. Because of God's grace. Okay? Watch now. Verse 9. And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law. Meaning when I observe all the rules and regulations, I now feel I'm holy. And it means nothing to St. Paul because he knows it's useless. But that which is through faith in Christ, when you and I have a belief that what Jesus has done, then I am righteous by faith, not by my actions and reactions. The righteousness that comes from God and is by faith is what really made St. Paul the focus of so much persecution. Because the religious folks couldn't stand him any more than they could stand Jesus. And they became his adversaries, yet they were his teachers. Verse 10, I want to know Christ. I want to know the anointing and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. So now he's telling us where he's been living. 12, not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus died, or Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. So don't look back to 2015, except to glean what was godly. But press on in 2016 to win what? The prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if at some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. So you're not having to always depend on someone to give you an answer. Sometimes you need to knock on God's door and say, hey, this doesn't make any sense. I need to know what it means. I get these visions. I don't know what they're all about. But I'm nosy. Holy Ghost nosy is definitely godly. Got it? And remind him, God, you're the one that said you would make it clear. God would make it clear. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join with others in fellowship and following my example. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. What is the pattern? Why are you here tonight? Why'd you show up? I didn't call you. Sometimes I'd like to, but that's my flesh. But the real reason that you're here is because there's a draw that's created by God to press you to come. Because there's something to gain from your brothers and your sisters. 18. For as I have often told you before and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. Their focus, meaning, is on the next new car, the next new house, the next new outfit, or whatever. And yet there's nothing wrong with them all if Jesus is first.
Amen.
So you've got to have the Lord first. He wants to bless you with everything that is godly. But we have a lot of believers that are in the Christian walk for the blessings they can get.
Amen.
20. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enabled him to bring everything under his control. Here's the focus of the whole message. Will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. They will radiate light like he did on the mountain. Your nakedness will be hidden by light. That's your vision, girl. I'll give you a few more so you can take it to the bank. Matthew 13:43. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Luke 9:30. Two men, Moses and Elijah. 31, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Glorious splendor is your future. Romans 8:17, now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs to God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. Some of that suffering is persecution. Because some people can't stand your guts. Because the seeds of light that are in you. Those seeds of light will explode one day. And God's going to blow away the dust. I can remember years back, the Holy Spirit told me that I was never to be anointed with dust again, because that's not my future. And I got persecuted for it. You say, why? Because the scripture says dust to dust. That was the old covenant. Jesus came to bring us what? Light and righteousness. So what's your future? Is it dust? No. What is your future?
Life.
Life and light. So, if you lift your hands right here, just like this. Lift your hands right now. Say,
my future
is not into the ground.
Is not into the ground.
Going back to dust.
Going back to
that is for the old covenant. The new covenant is God sending his light. His precious glorious light.
His righteousness.
I've already received by faith. And I will radiate. The light from my Father. Which is in seed form in me. The Holy Ghost is in me. And he's about to explode. Outwardly. Out of me. And my nakedness. Will be completely hidden. By his light. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No wrinkles will be visible.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory.
Take it to the bank, girls. Did you see how all the visions coordinated? Did you see it? It's not me going around giving you a spotless little push to get you to see something so that it'll all connect. And you know what, Susan? You are a blessing. Don't ever try to be somebody else. You are tops, girl. Because your innocence is so precious. When you get something and you said, it doesn't matter. They're all different kinds of sizes and lights, right? Okay. John Paul Jackson, several years back, was in England. And I could prove all this and I could take time to do that. But before he passed away. He's died now for about a year. But when he was ministering out in England, all of a sudden, lights showed up inside the building. All little different sizes of lights. And he thought, my God, Lord, you know, where in your word does it say that there are lights? Well, believe it or not, he found it in the book of Acts, where literally it said there were lights. Well, there were no electric light bulbs 2,000 years ago. So lights were visible then. And you saw them tonight.
Amen.
But you saw them in the spirit. But what about when your eyes are open and you see all these things and you say, oh my God! When the walls disappear and the ceiling disappears and you feel like you're outside and yet you're inside the building. Where are you at that point? You're in eternity. Time has ceased. Look at your neighbor, say, you've entered eternity already. How do you like it? No more time. No more deterioration.
Oh, yay!
Happy New Year. God bless you all.
What do you want me to do? Sammy brought back to, well, the Lord brought back to her heart.